This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Positive thinking can be a tremendous force for good, but when it leads to unbridled self-promotion and a supersized ego, trouble will follow. A man named Korah from the Book of Numbers made this discovery a little too late. As a member of the tribe of Levi, Korah had the honor of serving the Lord in the tabernacle. Yet as he watched Moses lead the Hebrews and Aaron serve them as priests, he grew envious of their position and conspired to challenge the leadership team God had put in place. Korah's inflated ego led him down treacherous roads. Korah thought that he was holy, that he could rebuke Moses, that he could promote himself, and that he could make the rules, and that he could discern God's thoughts on his own. What he found, however, was that God considered him wicked. God reserves rulemaking for himself, and that God speaks to those he chooses. God responded to Korah's rebellion by opening up a sinkhole beneath his feet and sending him, along with his co-conspirators, down into a grave alive, along with their belongings. The earth closed over them, and they all vanished. This sad incident reminds us that God despises a self-important, self-promoting attitude. Life works much better if you heed the wise words of the Apostle Peter. Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and in His good time, He will honor you.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.